Today's best hits, it's 102.7 Mike of the Afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. There's rules to dating, I'm sure you've heard.
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
That's probably, why I'm single.
Yeah, but are you taking some of them off the list? Do you start going, you know what? Yeah.
I don't follow the rules.
This, and this. Yeah. And neither. That's why I had to get out of the game. the date in question here broke so many rules. You may have to keep a tally board here, Jill, because, I mean, it just goes above
There's
and beyond.
So many?
Yes.
Okay.
And I heard
I heard a little bit
about this story. So you may have heard it, because if I've heard about it, you may have heard about it.
Sometimes.
And this one gets a little more detailed on it. It was in Tennessee, where 21-year-old Kelton Griffin went out with this woman. And last weekend, went out in her black Volvo because he had no wheels himself, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And so the woman, her name is, what is her name? Faith Pugh. He asked if I could go in the gas station for him to get a cigar. So he pull up there and she's like, yeah, sure, okay. And when she comes out of the gas station, she saw no Griffin and no car.
Oh.
Yeah, he went out.
Is
like,
sure?
Yeah, it's like their first
That's
date.
That's not a rule to dating. That's like just an ethical, humanistic, don't do that,
yeah,
you moron.
You got a good point there. That is a
so
good point.
So then what happens?
Don't drive off with your date's car. Okay, number one.
Number one.
Yeah, let's put that high up on the list.
Yeah.
And so then she's picked up by her mother. And Pew then gets a text from her god sister saying, Griffin had asked her on a date.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Because he figures, I don't know what he figures.
Who knows?
Because
there's obviously more to the story.
Yeah.
If he knew all of those people.
Well, he does, apparently. But Pew and her mom apparently followed them via the GPS on her god sister's phone. So they're playing detective and down. And so then they found the pair watching a movie at a drive-in theater.
Oh, my gosh.
See, here's the thing, is that one of them has a car.
Jerk.
He doesn't have a car. The god sister doesn't have a car.
So he thought I'd steal the other ladies. First of all, it says that her mom picked her up. I'd be like, no. I'd be calling 911.
Yeah,
and I'd be
right.
Like, police can pick me up, and we're finding him.
Yeah.
Right now.
That doesn't even make any sense to me.
Well,
they may have been planning on doing some vigilante justice, Jill. We don't want the police involved in this.
No way.
We take care of this.
Right. Good luck.
And then I guess
that worked out well.
I'd really like to take you to drive-in. Do you have a car? No. All right.
I got this. I'll figure something out.
Yeah, I got this.
Don't you worry.
Yeah. And so he let her drive. And so she drove him to the drive-in. He didn't have any money.
Oh, my God.
So she actually paid their way to get in the drive-in.
What a loser sauce.
Just so the god sister could get her car back.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'd rather be single for eternity than deal with people like that.
Right. And I don't know. I saw a picture of him.
And?
It doesn't matter what he looks like.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well,
it absolutely does.
No, he looks like a decent-looking young man. But his actions do not back up his looks.
No, I know, but that's how people get away with crap.
Right. He looks like a nice young man.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, he's having
I probably have some other terms, but okay.
Having a bit of bad luck, doesn't have a car right now. Yeah. Doesn't have a job, doesn't have money. But, I can't pay for the cigars. Will you go in and buy them for me?
What a dink.
I cannot believe. He's gone.
911 that.
I'm sorry, did you see my truck? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he had a big smile on his face.
Yeah.
Tear it out of here.
And let me wait for my mom to come get me. I don't think so.
Yeah, mom, I'm going to smoke this stogie while you kid here because I am so upset.
I paid for it. I might as well smoke it.
I paid for this cigar. I'm smoking it right here next to the pumps.
I like it.
There you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.